Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday, and it's June 28th. We're excited for July because next week we're going to have a long weekend.
Yep.
For the July weekend. You know, I've decided I'm not going to go out of town.
I knew you were going
to No, but I'll tell you why. I mean, I already have tickets and everything. Don't laugh. I mean, look, my mom is like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if she goes, I'll be there. Then I have to find a ticket, fly back because I'm not going to have my car. I
but
would be flying.
You shouldn't even speak that into existence. Be like, she's going to be
What
fine.
Do you mean? No, she's not. You know what? At this
point. What are the doctors saying?
Listen, at this point, you want it to go quickly. You know, she's not the same anymore. She's like detached, you know?
That's awful.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, you don't want to drag this on, you know? I mean, it's the inevitable. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's awful.
I know. So I don't want to bum you out, but that's where I am right now. So.
Damn.
I can't afford to go way too far, you know.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, you know. No. I woke up this morning and I said, gee, I totally forgot. This is happening like every moment, you
Horrible.
Know. You expect it to happen. But yeah, looking forward to a nice weekend. Also, we are on Facebook Live today. We have a couple of great guests. So you guys can join us. Just go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook and you'll see us there. You can comment. You can do whatever you want. You can watch. You can listen. To your heart's content. It doesn't cost you a dime, so do whatever the hell you want to do. Yeah, right? Everything is free today, you know? Nothing costs money. And yet, we don't have any money at all.
That doesn't make any sense. Everything costs money. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, the internet is free. People expect shit to get shit for free all the time, you know?
I guess.
They don't want to spend a dime.
I'd rather not spend any money. I mean, I don't know about you.
Yeah,
but...
no, I know. But you can expect everything to be free, you know?
I prefer to spend no money at all.
Yeah, and that's why. So we get Facebook for free and everything, and then we give them everything, all the information about us. They know everything we do.
Mm.
You know, where we go.
Yeah, if I like watch something on TV, I'll be on Instagram and like the show will be promoted on my Instagram by an ad. I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah. I know, it follows you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up the fact that today is actually a beautiful day and I expect the weekend to be.
Yeah.
And I'll probably hit the beach or something. You know, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to hit the beach.
I mean, yeah, I think it'll be really nice there this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be too packed on 4th of July weekend. I'm not getting anywhere near it.
Yeah, exactly. 4th of July, you stay home and you barbecue.
Yeah.
You know?
Or go to somebody's house who's barbecuing. Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm actually glad I won't have to deal with the airport and everything either. But, you know. But at any rate, folks, did you hear about this? You probably didn't hear of it because it only existed for a couple of days. But I guess this guy created an app, a website where you go and you can upload a picture of a face of a woman or just her whole body, and it'll replace her body with a nude body, and it looks like totally real. And people,
I mean,
are,
who would invent that? That's like the stupidest shit I've ever heard
in
my life.
And not only that, but it's pretty invasive. They're calling it an awful or a terrifying app. But the guy, I guess, took it off a day later, you know.
I mean,
but
he has far too much time on his hands. And clearly getting no
artificial
pussy.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
We need to help him. Maybe it was hoping he'd get it that way.
How do you get it virtually? Like, I don't know what's wrong with people, but that's not going to help you get laid.
Right.
Like, what are you going to masturbate to fake
maybe
virtual?
Maybe he was just going to make a lot of money on this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he probably could have for everyone that's sitting at home with that same problem, which is probably a lot of people.
Right. But imagine they have a picture of you and suddenly you look naked and they... And it goes viral on the internet or some. People think it's you, you know?
No, because I have got tattoos. No one will be able. That's why people are like, why do you have tattoos? No one can ever fake my body, honey.
Yeah, well, that's true. But those who don't know.
I have my whole ass tatted.
Just a thing that you have to explain it to people.
Yeah.
You know, that would be bad enough, you know? Oh, well. All right, well, we're going to bring on our guest right now. We have a returning guest named Lil Rook. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
do you remember how long ago you were here?
Oh,
you better remember. It's probably
3 years ago.
A big highlight in your life.
It was. It was the first Los Angeles talk show I was on.
Yeah, huh?
So you made history.
Yeah. So three years ago.
Cool.
Wow.
Three years ago, wow.
Right before I went to Israel, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So you're pretty young. How old were you 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
When you were here. Well, how old are you now?
I was 19.
You were 19. Wow.
Oh, so you're still young now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just turned 21.
Oh, shit.
Is that young?
Yeah, super young.
Everybody says that.
Yeah,
I'm so
but
old.
That's cool.
No,
I mean, you know,
I'm literally
young,
a whole decade older than you.
It's funny when you're young, you want to be old.
You don't
old.
Look like it, so mm-hmm. you drink a lot of water.
I don't, really.
Oh.
I really don't.
Oh.
I should probably start. I drink a lot of coffee, but I drink a lot of alcohol. I think that's the
same.
Secret,
I know.
Yeah, I drink
since
so much.
21.
I drank a whole bottle of wine to myself last night. I was shit-faced.
Really?
But not as drunk as I thought I would be.
At least one's healthy, though.
Yeah, one. One's okay.
You're crazy. A whole bottle.
I went on YouTube Live for the first time. I've never done it before.
Right.
And on the live, I started drinking at 4 and I drank for 2 hours on my live.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't believe I was on live for 2 hours just talking to people.
Really? Alone?
Yeah.
Alone?
Yeah. My roommates are like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah. I know. We started doing Facebook, YouTube Live too. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, at any rate, so you're here, so you're 21 years old, wow, and you started actually building a career at 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a musician, you're a rapper, what, do you sing any other kind of music, or is it mainly rap?
No, not just rap.
Okay.
I know, right?
We don't know, that's what we're asking. Let's pretend I never met you before because I obviously don't remember shit.
You know?
I don't remember anything from yesterday.
Remember my face.
Right, right. First, introduce your friend to us.
Oh, it's KK.
KK, hi. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good.
AKA Kiki, too.
Have you guys been friends a long time?
Yeah, like 5 years.
5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So
she's
that's
my bodyguard.
Since high school, right?
She was on World Star.
Oh, really?
She was on World Star.
Doing what?
What's that?
World Star is it's like a website where people upload like ridiculous ass videos. Like people
really?
Getting their ass beat.
And that's what
she didn't get her ass beat in this one.
Oh, you beat somebody's ass. Oh my God. Can we Google it?
Yeah, you can, can't you? Well, they robbed her and then she beat them up.
Oh my God, what's the name of the video?
So it's because they robbed her, okay?
That's a good enough reason.
We
don't support violence unless you rob someone.
Yeah, right.
Unless you get robbed, there we go.
Yeah. So what other kind of music do you play and sing?
So many. I'm normally a pop singer.
Oh, okay.
And but I do venture out into so many different genres.
Mm-hmm.
I released last summer a song called Rapito, uh-huh. and it was featuring JDM, and he's from Colombia,
uh-huh.
and he's a Spanish pop singer.
Oh.
And it was a Spanish pop dance song.
Yeah, sounds good. How'd you guys connect?
There's all sorts of music I do.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to a few of your tracks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How did
I'm
you
scared.
Connect?
Which one?
How did you connect with them? You'll tell us. I don't know.
Which one's on there?
But,
wait, what is this, SoundCloud?
But, yeah, it's on SoundCloud. Is there good music there, or do you want me to go to YouTube or something? We'll get there
play,
later.
What's on SoundCloud?
A lot of songs.
Vegas Trap House is on SoundCloud.
Vegas Trap
That's
House.
Struck a lot of controversy on the internet.
Why?
The whole Trap House thing. And
he's a white boy and rapping with black men and.
I don't know why people give a shit about that anymore. It's like,
right.
who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like,
yeah. I don't really see
this brother,
one.
Right?
Yeah, it's like.
This one is not on SoundCloud, my friend. This one is not on SoundCloud. So maybe we'll go to YouTube?
Yeah, go to YouTube.
Okay.
That's a good one. And I just released a new one this summer called So Cold, and that's actually alternative.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's an alternative.
Is that your like most recent song?
Yeah, actually 21.
21.
I just be dropping so many singles, I forget.
That's cool.
That's good, though. That means you're busy.
Do you write all your music?
Yes, every
really?
Single song.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Every lyric you hear,
yeah.
Little Rook wrote it. You know, I sound like Nicki Minaj.
Does she say that?
Yeah, she did say that when she got an award. She's like, I'm Nicki Minaj and I wrote my music. But yeah. Good for her, right?
Who was she throwing shade at? Because she was throwing shade at somebody.
I don't know. Maybe Miley Cyrus?
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Mm.
I hope not.
Yeah. So
women should come together.
Where did you grow up?
It's never going to happen.
I know. It sucks, right?
Yeah. Women are each own enemy. Like,
we keep changing all the subjects. But yeah.
That's okay. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Here.
That's fine.
We're pretty much ADD here. All over the place. But no, yeah. Really, where did you grow up?
I grew up actually in Las Vegas.
Oh, you did?
Yes, but I was born in Orange County, Newport Beach.
Right, which is beautiful.
Beautiful.
So why did your parents move to Vegas?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Did you like growing up in Vegas?
No.
No, huh?
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine anybody
why,
liking that.
Why, the heat or the
like
people?
Vegas.
I know.
Sorry, Vegas.
It's funny. I've lived there twice, actually.
Really?
Two separate times. And wow. I hate Vegas now, too.
It's shitty. It turns people to shit.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I swear. Why do you think that is?
It's just...
because it's not pretty.
It's not. It's horrible.
I mean, I'm sure L.A. is a tough place to live in, too. Yeah. And there's bougie people. And
you don't live here?
Things. No.
Where do you live?
Vegas.
Oh,
you
so
still live in Vegas.
Vegas.
I still live in
we
Vegas.
Drove
yeah.
out here this morning.
My family lives
you did?
Here. And,
you drove
yeah.
all the way here for this radio show?
Yeah.
Wow. Playing a show on Sunday and to see some family.
Yeah.
You started it.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
Yeah, but plus, I mean, no. I mean, he grew up here. He's got fans and family.
Yeah.
I feel like I've, you know.
And besides, why not come
here.
To the show? I mean, it's only a 3-hour drive, 4 hours.
That's no
yeah,
show's
it's not
worth
bad.
That.
Shut up. Our show is worth it. Obviously, he did it, so shut up.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't do it.
I'll pass.
Yeah. Thanks,
well, you
but
came,
no.
Though.
Oh, man.
But,
thank
yeah,
you for
also a show
that's how
Sunday,
much he values
so.
The show.
No, I'm just saying. I wouldn't drive 3 hours.
Okay. But if you go to LA, you know you're going to be doing other things still, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say that he was here for a weekend.
You make a trip
a
out of it.
Yeah.
Even if you spend the whole day here and then go back, you know.
No, I'm leaving. We're leaving Sunday, right?
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
cool.
Vegas.
Pretty extended this time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very
sometimes
cool.
I've done turnarounds, though.
Yeah.
Those are exhausting.
So if you don't like Vegas, why are you still
yeah,
there?
Yeah, why are you still there?
I'm trapped.
Really? Trapped in Vegas. That's what the song is, right?
Yeah,
Vegas,
right.
Vegas
right.
Trap House. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh,
why?
That makes all sense now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what do you mean you're trapped?
Yeah, you feel you can't move if you want to?
It's just so expensive here.
Yeah, it's so expensive,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody does it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you
barely.
Just... I mean, I have family here, but I can't, you know, I don't want to depend on all
right,
my family.
Right.
You know, I want to do it on my own. It's
right.
very hard
yeah.
right,
to come
right.
out here. I mean, you have to have a car for the city.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to have a really good job, and
mm-hmm.
it's like $1,500 a month just for a... small one bedroom.
Right.
If that.
Yeah.
If that.
If
yeah.
Right. Depends
and
what area.
And that's a house
yeah.
in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
No, that's true.
So I'm trapped mm-hmm. there. Just like you're trapped here, though. You don't want to leave because it would be too expensive
yeah.
if you
yeah.
move, you know, and come
yeah.
back, you know.
But let me ask you something. But what if you do something like a day job type of thing in addition to your music
right.
just
true.
So you can survive here, you know? I mean, no?
Soon.
I mean, here you, I don't know, but in Vegas you still can have a day job and not be able to pay half of your rent.
Really?
Yeah.
Minimum wage is $8.25 out there.
Whoa.
Can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
$8.25? Oh my God. That's a whole lot.
Yeah. So you see, it's cheaper to buy things, but you make less money. So
yeah,
you
so,
make
yeah.
more. You'd be able to pay or get a
yeah.
roommate or something, you know. I mean, she's got mm-hmm. a couple roommates, mm-hmm. you know.
That's what it
it's,
is.
It's hard to make
it.
Yeah. It's hard
it
to... you know, but at the same time, I mean, don't feel trapped. It's all in your hands, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
that's
just,
true.
Yeah,
I'll get out
just,
of there.
Yeah, just make
I
the
mean,
move.
I mean,
yeah.
I come here a lot, though. I
yeah.
do. I do feel like I live here in a way.
Really?
On the streets, but...
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. I do come here a lot.
Yeah.
I have, like, an agent here that tries to promote me.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Big Mike Rob, and he tries to get me meetings. He actually got me a Capitol Records meeting.
Nice.
And that went... pretty well, but it's still really difficult.
It's very competitive.
Very.
They look for specific things.
They don't look for talent anymore. They look for
it's the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your numbers.
Unfortunately, that's how TV is now, too. Reality shows, they don't care if you're great for TV. If you don't got like 1 million followers, they're not
really?
Using you.
Really? Yeah. Right. That's terrible, man.
But I still what got the million mean? Streams.
It means nothing, you
and
know?
And I hit the charts like 7 times on iTunes, and it's, you know, that just proves how hard it is. Even if you hit mm-hmm. charts on iTunes and right. get the 1 million views, you still need to be big. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
You gotta have a huge fan base is what they want now.
Right, yeah. right.
And I'll get it though.
Exactly.
Yeah, first one day, into existence, you know? Yeah.
And well, I'm lucky just to get young. That meeting in general. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, people wait years to step in there in that building. Yeah. You know?
And you know, you started young and you have right. plenty of time. You know, I mean, look, you're competing with millions of people.
Yeah. Millions.
For crying out loud. Everybody millions. Wants to do the same thing, you know. So
especially pop is very competitive.
Really?
That's like the number one competition is pop.
Wow.
Because you're competing with Michael Jackson and
right,
Madonna, and these, you know, the people who say they're pop is right. huge.
Right.
You know.
And then you have to be discovered. Although, you know, I see every day there's new acts and bands and singers and stuff
True.
Like that. So I guess they're still looking. You just got to keep. And we were talking
pushing.
About this yesterday. It's
Keep
like
going.
You really got to know people, network as much
yeah,
as you can.
Right,
you
yeah.
know?
That's it.
Right place, right people, really, at the end of the day.
Because mm-hmm. it's always it. Going to be through a friend or a friend of a friend mm-hmm. or something like that.
That's,
you know?
That's it, in this mm-hmm. whole industry.
Yeah, you know, so you have to sort of like penetrate it mm-hmm. from the inside, you know?
Right.
At any rate, so are we going to play Vegas Trap House featuring Eddie Fuse, Doe Bella, and Diego Lowe? You want to play
I
that one?
I want to play that one.
No, I don't know. You said Vegas Trap House. So tell me, which one do you want to play? Tell me, what's your favorite pop
so
song?
So Cold.
So Cold?
That's one of my favorites that I've put out.
Sounds good. Then let's listen
and
to that.
That's the new one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, So Cold, Lil Rook. Why? What's awkward?
I just want to perform it right now.
Really? Then perform
yeah.
it.
Okay, hold on, let me hit a note.
Okay.
It's the morning, so. Cold. Oh, oh, oh. Your heart is so cold.
Cool.
Oh my God, I love
you. Gotta pay for more. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I love your energy. It's
Thank
great
you.
Energy.
I'm a Virgo, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. That's all you ever show. That's all you ever know. You took my soul. This reminds me of music they would play in like a bees at a club where everyone's on Molly.
Oh. Wow. Sounds like it to me, yeah. Because it is a heartbreak song, and I guess that's what you do sometimes to cope with pain.
Yeah, well, don't do that. Guys, don't do drugs.
No drugs, though. Drugs are bad.
Especially if you're dealing with heartbreak. Just go
not
to Trader
marijuana,
Joe's.
Though.
No, marijuana you can smoke all day. Marijuana is not like good if you're like in a heartbreak, though. I feel like that's just like an everyday kind of drug.
Or alcohol, either.
For me,
it makes me depressed when I'm
Really? Well, it's a depressant.
It is.
Yeah.
So what's a good drug to deal with if it's not marijuana and not alcohol?
None.
There you go.
Don't do drugs.
Don't take your poison if that happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So
thank you.
Now, as far as performing yet, were you performing some of the instruments or did you
no.
get musicians? So you got like studio?
Actually, I collaborated with Monder, uh-huh. Monder Beats, and he is from Russia.
Oh,
so I cool. just... called him and I told him what I wanted because I really liked his beats. Mm. I discovered him online, you know, making
right.
incredible beats, and I really liked it. And I was looking Ooh. For like a, you know, kind of a dark, sad, you know, heartbreak song. And
right.
he was perfect for it. And I, you know, read him lyrics through the phone. It was really hard because he doesn't know English.
Yeah.
So,
wow. How
just like collaborating with JDM was hard too, with the whole music video with him, with the whole song, because he didn't know English either. But it was really fun to
yeah.
collaborate
how
with
do you
both
get,
of
how
them.
How do you get through that? You had to get a translator?
Just Google Translate.
Oh.
Or just, you know, kind of sing it. I guess, you know, like, when you sing, it's just universal.
Yeah. And you communicate
like
it through
like,
writing,
oh, that sounds
right?
good. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he made the beat, and it was amazing.
Which song is that one?
So Cold?
No,
oh,
no,
Rapido.
The one. Rapido?
Yes.
Rapido, okay.
That's the hit.
Featuring J.D.M. Okay, yeah, let me hear that one, because I like Spanish stuff, you know?
Me too.
She moves her body like a freak, oh. She takes me to Colombia, all the way to Puerto Rico. Mexico on Cinco, the 21 we drink, oh. In the club we link, oh. We only get in order. Move your body in order. American, I told her. She says, can you take me?
That's cool.
You like it?
Yes. I do.
You like it?
It's amazing. And a good music video as well, you know?
Oh, you're watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it on YouTube, yeah.
It's good, huh? I shot that on Alvera Street in Los Angeles.
Oh, down here?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Ella es la más bella de Colombia, Argentina. Yo quiero tenerla. Sube la botella y nos vamos bien rápido.
Cool. It's a very handsome guy.
I feel like I've heard this song before.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like
it has played on the radio.
You need to get close to the mic.
On the
what
heat
happened
in Los Angeles?
I can't hear you when you sit back there. Yeah. It's like you're almost in the other room.
That's dramatic.
Hello.
No, I feel like I've heard that song before. I don't know where, but I feel like I have.
Wow. Mm. Well, I mean, it did play
cool
on the
song
radio out here.
Maybe.
It
I don't listen to the radio,
on a big
though
station. And still, I'm not signed to a record label.
Yeah, but maybe
so
you
somebody
should
sign me.
Maybe you
I'm being played.
Maybe you should, like, look up Russ, the singer.
Okay.
He does everything
I've
individually.
I've heard a lot about him.
And he's a millionaire.
He is, huh?
He's never been signed to a label, ever. That's why he has so much money. Yeah, he don't got to pay nobody.
Yeah.
So I would probably start researching what he's doing and figure it out.
Yeah, do it yourself. And, and plus, you got to remember, you're jumping the gun. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
Never.
People put in, you know, 10, 20 years. I don't, I'm not saying you will, but, you know, I mean, my son's right out of college, and he thinks, you know, if he's got the degree and the knowledge, that people are going to wait for him and roll the red carpet to hire him. Mm. But that's not the case, you know? It's not the case.
Got to work hard.
Yeah, I like this song. It's danceable,
thank
upbeat.
Flat feet, though. And JDM's very talented.
Yeah, huh?
Very talented.
Yeah.
I met him in Colombia.
So did you both collaborate on writing the song, too?
No.
No, so you wrote the
separate
song?
Separate writings.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't understand what I wrote, and I didn't understand what he wrote.
But the music, what about the music? Who composed the music?
Who composed that song? DJ Masha.
Oh, really?
He was actually a colleague, one of my friends. I was going to get the music business degree at the time.
Right.
And I met him, and he showed me his beats, and I said, wow, I want to work with you.
Yeah, wow.
So all my beats is just a bunch of random ways of how I got them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, man.
It's too early for me right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What about you, KK? What are you up to?
I'm just like the personal driver.
Really?
Bodyguard. His right hand, you know.
That's cool. You so you guys hang out all the time?
All the time.
Very cool. Wow.
She BFFs?
Helps me from all my bullies. She
you
beats
bullies?
Them up for me. Yeah, we're BFFs. Best friends forever.
That's very cool.
I brought her to LA for the first time.
Really?
Welcome.
So, and you
and
grew up in Vegas
show
too?
Look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of Vegas did you live in? Like the west side or?
East side. I'm an east side baby.
Yeah. That's where I when I lived there the first time, I lived on the east side, you know, like sort of like Tropicana and Nellis, you know.
Those are my streets.
Really? So did you go to, did you go to Chaparral?
Unfortunately.
High
did.
School?
Wow.
Why, unfortunately? You didn't. It's no good anymore.
I mean, some of the kids that go there now, they're Las like, Vegas. Oh, it's better, but I don't know.
Right, yeah. Mm-mm. It's not that great an area anymore, is it? Mm-mm. Compared to other places.
Yeah.
It was the place to be in the 70s, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah, right. That was a very long time ago.
Very long time ago. But you know what? The funny thing is, I was 16 when I moved there, and I was shocked to find out there was a smoking area for the students, you know? They just let you, at 16, smoke cigarettes like it's nothing. Isn't that unbelievable?
Not really, because back in the day, they used to promote smoking cigarettes with all the ads and, yeah.
No, I know, but the thing is still, it's kids, you know? I mean, I came from Israel.
Right,
you know, they don't want you to...
Well, everybody smokes in Israel, though.
Right, but not kids.
When I went there, there was...
Not at 15,
kids.
16. Okay. That's when I started smoking, you know? I mean, very early in my life.
Yeah.
And I still can't kick the goddamn thing. But whatever. but no, so Vegas used to be different, you know. We used to actually cruise on Fremont Boulevard.
Right.
It was a two-way back in the 70s.
Wow.
And we would just like pick up women like it was nothing, you know. It was everybody. Imagine you driving this way and the other car's going this way. You're about this far from each other.
Right.
In the next lane, and you can just say something to them, pass phone numbers, you know. They'd pass flyers. Okay, there's a party at Mount Charleston or something.
Right.
There's going to be kegs and everything there. And everybody would just go, you know, at the parties out in nature. I know.
The 70s it's the same way, but you're going to be scared of people killing you.
I know. The 70s were amazing, you know.
It
was a different world back then, you know. Totally different world. But, yeah, so I'm not crazy about Vegas. In fact, I haven't been there in years.
Don't go back.
No, right?
I mean, go back.
I'm not like...
And the heat.
The strip is nice if you have the money.
Look, when you go a day or two, I think Vegas you can't handle more than 2-3 days.
Yeah. If I go back, it'll be for like 2 days.
Right.
48 hours tops, in and out, like Friday, Saturday night.
And especially if you're not a gambler. You know, I'm not. I don't care about the casinos, you know.
I want to go and just like just walk down to the hotel lobby and just hit a machine one time.
Yeah.
One of the like slots where
you have... You never did it yet?
No, I've never won. I never won anything. Not a lottery ticket, nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm speaking to you.
I think 99.9% of the people can say the same.
Right.
Probably so. But I am
going to
win.
So don't feel sorry for yourself, okay? Nobody wins a lottery.
Whatever.
Or a slot machine.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, very cool. What high school did you go to in Vegas?
Basic high school.
Basic? Where was that?
Henderson.
Oh,
Henderson.
That's why I never heard of it. Yeah. Well, Henderson was like another world then. You know,
they still think it is, and I don't see how.
Really?
Like, maybe it's because I know like the whole Vegas, like
exactly.
West Side, Henderson.
Exactly. So Henderson's pretty close to where you are,
but
it's still used to be considered another world. You know, I mean, there was no green,
there
was no
it
Green
was
Valley
then.
Now Green Valley sort of connects the two or whatever.
To Henderson.
Right. But there was none of that, you know. I mean, I think when I was in Vegas, there were about 150,000 people. That's about it. Yeah, you know I mean, on the west, the city ended at Decatur or Rainbow. Rainbow was the end on the west side. Tropicana.
Wow.
You know, those were like the boundaries of the city.
Was the first one, right?
Well, I wasn't there then. I mean, this is like way before me. But no, if you couldn't go past Tropicana. There was nothing.
Right.
You know, today you have all those hotels. So, yeah, I know Vegas.
I haven't been to Vegas since I was 24.
Really?
Yeah, that was
seven years.
I feel like you are 24. Oh, my goodness.
I'm 31, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, some people just stay young forever, you know? I mean, my
that's
daughter's
good.
29, she looks 18, you know?
Right. I think it's from my dad's side. My dad looks so young. He's
really?
57. He looks like he's in his 40s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very cool.
Black don't crack, honey.
Yeah.
They don't say that shit for no reason.
That's true.
You're right.
Got to take care of yourself, man.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
And just weed.
Yeah, exactly. Weed is
weed's
good enough
okay.
for me. Exactly. It's good enough for me.
It just gives you cotton mouth and munchies.
It does. That's why I drink
a
lot of Diet Coke.
Yeah, I don't like that cotton mouth thing, really.
Me either.
And
well,
some
weed does it.
The edibles make it even worse, you know?
I don't like the pens. I feel like the people that smoke pens have like a little bit of stinky breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I have stinky breath right now?
No, I would tell you if you had stinky
breath. It depends
what
pens.
I don't have gum, okay.
Yeah.
The marijuana ones or the regular e-cigarettes?
I don't know.
Okay, like the marijuana one.
No, but she's saying that people that vape have a bad breath. I don't know that it works with marijuana, but maybe
it just smells like they've been vaping.
Oh,
I'm like, ugh,
okay. Really?
Stop talking to me, yeah.
I don't know about that, but okay. What do I care? But no, but you know,
I like this talk show.
You know, I eat it's cookies fun. Too, so I get dry mouth all the time. That's why.
Oh yeah,
Diet
those
Coke.
Cookies.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, they make you so tired, though.
No, well, it depends how much you take and what weed.
I took one and I was gone.
Yeah, well, you need to try my cookies.
I did an edible years ago and I just will never do it again.
Yeah,
never.
You need to try my cookies. You know, they're pretty good. They don't. They don't make
you
like. Not on me.
This is my vacation.
Not
so.
On me. But it's okay. There's so many dispensaries here, and you guys have them back there too, right?
It's legal.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that what a long way this has come, because in the 70s, people would scare me. They'd say, even if they find a seed of weed in your car, the police, they can put you in jail.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, so I've been like paranoid since then. You know, and I've been smoking since then. So imagine in Vegas, you'd smoke, you drive around smoking, and if you get pulled over, it's like, you know you're going to go to jail, and I still fucking did it.
But it's so funny. You'll go to jail for that, but you can be a prostitute.
Right.
So that's...
Can you?
In Vegas? It's legal, yeah.
It's outside Vegas. Like,
is it legal?
Yeah. Yeah, like all those
brothels. I do know a lot of prostitutes.
Well, but those, haven't you heard
of the
Bunny Ranch and all those things?
Like, you can't get in trouble for that.
Oh, to go, like, to the...
No, if you're, like, working it, you can't get in trouble for that.
Like, right.
They can... like, Pahrump, though, right?
Well, outside of
Vegas.
Vegas
in general.
No, outside of Clark County, I think. Outside of the county, you can go, so they like,
a lot
the...
of, there's a lot of prostitutes, like, on the Strip.
Well, but
is
that's
that
legal not
legal.
No,
I
that's
don't think
not
that's
legal.
I don't know. I've never heard of like, hey,
it's legal
17
in the Bunny
prostitutes.
Ranch, and yeah.
I don't know.
They take you with a limo over there.
Oh,
have you been there?
No, but I know all about it.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had like the money to go there. I'd go there.
I'm like, how do you know about this?
Bigfoot from 20 beautiful women? Are you kidding me? No, I would, but no, it's expensive. It's an expensive deal.
Oh, yeah.
Too. You know, they probably pay a couple grand an hour or something, you know.
That's wild.
Yeah.
They'll pay a grand to see half naked bitches when
you
walk outside and see
them all the time. Exactly. Well,
I think
not,
you can actually have sex
naked.
With them. Right
yeah,
there?
You have sex with them. It's a brothel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's called the Bunny Ranch, and they have a couple more.
Wow.
Really? You haven't heard of them? Yeah, look it up.
I mean, I have heard of
them. I wonder
them,
if the Bunny Ranch still exists.
Have
Let me see.
Sex in there?
Yeah. You go in, it's like a harem, you know. You choose whatever woman you want, you know.
Wow.
It's amazing, yeah.
Sounds like a cool music video plan.
Yeah. Here, look.
I'm going to go there one day.
look what it says. It says, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch is a legal, licensed brothel in Mound House, Nevada. Okay, six miles east of Carson City. Okay, so that's not as close to Vegas as some other ones. But it is in Nevada and it is legal in some places. So now you know, you see more trivia for you. Living in Vegas, you need to know that stuff. So what do you guys do there for fun? I mean, do you guys go out at all? No.
Yeah,
no, not really. I work and I go home because I was doing stuff before I turned 21. So now that I'm over 21, I'm like, what do I do with myself?
Yeah. So. Well, yeah.
I'm 21, so I've been going out crazy.
Really?
Too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it all goes really fast after 21. After you turn 21, it's like 22, 23, 24, 31.
Right. I just turned
21. I know. I'm enjoying this year.
Exactly. Yeah, like, this is a time to enjoy yourself. I mean, you can start planning your future and everything, but that happens more, I think, in the second half of your 20s. The first part, you just get out of school or college or whatever you do. You're discovering the world. You try to travel, have fun, party. I know it, you know. So you're in that period. What do you care, you know? Just enjoy it and keep trying what you're doing.
I do, you know, even being 21, I still want to have my shit together.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah.
I still know that everything in moderation and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your family
you
supporting you? Is your family supporting you in this?
Thank God.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have siblings?
No siblings.
Really? So you're the only child?
The
wow,
only
you
child.
See, he
like
can get anything he wants from his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Do you wish you had brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have tons of fake brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But listen, so, it can't be all that bad. You get all the attention from your parents.
I definitely would want siblings. I
kind of.
You get the entire inheritance, too.
No. Yeah. But when you don't get the attention from your parents, there's, you know, no sibling. Or, like, nobody to help
they
you.
They have a thing called, like, only child syndrome. It's like a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he definitely has that.
What does that mean?
It just means you're going to have psychological issues. Like, constantly.
I think I do have psychological issues.
But people have psychological issues in a 10-kid family, too, you know? They're like,
not enough love.
Yeah.
That's like in Home Alone.
Yeah.
They forgot Kevin. It's because there's fucking 20 of you.
Exactly.
That's why.
It's funny, you know? But yeah, what are you going to do, you know? How about you? Do you have siblings?
I have one brother, one sister.
Really? Are you the oldest?
Middle. My sister's the oldest. My brother's the youngest.
Really? Oh, wow. Are they in Vegas too?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole family's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I feel bad for people that live there now.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel being the middle child?
It's annoying.
Annoying?
Yeah.
I'm the middle child, technically.
Yeah.
Because it's like the mom always, or the dad always has to love the firstborn and the youngest, right? So the middle one is just like...
I don't know if that's true.
For yourself, yeah. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true because
it shouldn't
a lot
be.
Of
I want to be like that
middle
to my
children
kids.
Are, I think, much more reliable and stuff. You know, they're willing to help and to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, I'm looking at my middle brother. You know, I'm the oldest, and it's like when it comes to doing things with your hands, like being handy and stuff.
Right.
He does everything. You know, with me, it's only with my head. I think in work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good at that stuff, you know. He's reliable, he's stable, and I think that's what middle kids, you know. Firstborns are usually like kind of crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Like, you know, all the firstborns I know are sort of like not quite have their shit together, you know.
Nobody has their shit
that's
together.
True,
middle, youngest, oldest.
That's true.
Nobody has their shit together, so it's fine.
But I don't think, yeah. Maybe they're not as stable. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making a generalization.
Probably
but there
so.
Is something to be said about the birth order. You know, there's a whole field of people researching that. You know, like your place in the family, how it affects you and your personality and your, you know, your likelihood to succeed and things like that. So it's not like there's a better and worse. They just tell you how... people are going to view you and how you're probably going to see yourself.
Right.
You know, when you're, you know, depending if you're first or second. I would imagine being a twin, that's a unique way to feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly.
You're a twin?
Yeah.
She's got oh, my God, my great aunts are twins.
Yeah. So really? Twins should
that's
be hitting
awesome.
Your family soon.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah. It's
if
definitely
my great aunts, it's, I hope I get twins.
I'm surprised if that's far that far down.
What did you say?
I'm not okay with this.
Oh, she's my baby mama, too.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Not yet. She wants to have my babies.
Okay.
She does. She really does.
Okay. So we'll change the subject.
Do you want,
she doesn't
want
to talk about this.
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I would have rather had my kids younger than, like, now. Like, I want to be like a, I would have, yeah, like my sister had her kid almost 6 years ago, and I'm like, damn, I should have gotten on that train.
Well, we'll see what happens, KK.
Oh, well, going back to the bunny ranch, I saw a note here. It says it's the subject of HBO smash hit Cat House. Have you heard of Cat House?
No,
I haven't either.
Cat House? Yes.
So if they
and I everyone mean, there has like the 70s Harry Bush, no one's attractive. Like, it's
also
just
they're doing it
I
based
like the 70s Harry Bush.
Ugh,
yeah,
God, disgusting.
You see, she doesn't like it. I do too.
It's vintage porn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just kidding.
No,
no, it's true.
Like, shave your pussies.
Shut up. You don't have to lick one, so relax.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I mean, we should be the ones complaining, but if we like it, we like it, you know. There you go. But every generation's
got its
thing.
How do you know she hasn't
thing,
licked a
you know?
Pussy, though?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I would have told Sam we were at home with each other.
Yeah. She probably wouldn't have said, if she had had one.
I just don't like vaginas. I barely like dicks. So it's
Wow.
Don't like vaginas, I barely like dicks. That's a good song title. So why do you like sex though? If you don't like,
I like sex with someone I like.
Right.
Like it's different when you're like into the person.
But you're
it's
not like focused you're having, on the
it's
dick.
It's like a spiritual right. thing almost.
So you're not focused absolutely. On the dick or anything.
No. I see. No. I feel like when I have sex, even though they call it fucking, I'm making love to you right now. Right. Actually, even if you're choking me.
Good
maybe
for you.
That's why you turn it off, those guys. You know, they feel it.
Yeah, I think so. I probably give off crazy vibes.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, I just want to fuck her tonight.
Yeah.
I just want to fuck her tonight. And she's like, oh, this is going to be my husband.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's why you have problems.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's all about expectations, well, I guess. Right?
Yeah, dating's hard. Dating's hard. Hooking up is even harder.
That's why I'm single.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are single, though. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people are lonely right now.
Yeah.
But it's summer too, so people enjoy being single during the summertime.
Right. Right.
And when it starts to be fall, they're like, okay, now we got to regroup. Who am I cuddling with? When the sun starts to go away.
Plus, it's good not to depend on somebody else. You got to love yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I love myself, but I still want someone else
somebody
to like,
else
love me
to share with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Share you with you.
Yeah.
Who said that? Somebody said that before. Ooh. Share you with you.
That doesn't really make any sense.
Why? It does.
Who was that one lady? Who was it? She was really famous.
That doesn't really narrow it down.
But it doesn't matter who said it. Yeah.
She said that she loves herself so much that she wants somebody to share her with her.
Oh, okay.
I forgot who it was. Some old singer.
Yeah, it's
I do my
stupid.
Research.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a stupid thing, but okay, whatever. For her to say, I don't know. Because nobody understands what she means.
True.
But yeah. But
this show's cool.
Well, thank you. That's what
it's
we do
so
here.
Random.
We're being cool. Yeah.
I love it.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, what you're going to come in and talk about the songs in every way, it gets old okay. after a while. You
it
know.
Does.
But let's play another song before we leave.
Mm-hmm. Which one? I'm curious.
Yeah, which one do you want? I don't know. You tell me. You have This Is the Beat here. There's I'm Not Racist Against Mexicans. Vegas.
Yes, there's a lot of
Vegas
haters.
Trap
have to
House.
Fight
yeah.
That's an interesting name for a song.
It was more of a rant.
What about Drop It Low or Hey Girl?
This guy made lies about me on the internet.
So funny story about Hey Girl. When he first showed me that song, I cried because like I felt the emotions.
Really?
The song, yeah.
So let's play this one and see.
Okay, let's play.
So
this
little rook singing Hey Girl.
You gonna cry again? No.
Hey girl, why'd you go and treat me like that? Hey girl, why'd you go and play me like that? Hey girl, why'd you go and hurt me like that? Maybe
I really forgot about
down,
this one.
We be going all around.
It could be a hit any day though, right?
Yeah. This
no matter how long it came out, still can be pushed one day.
This is a good
so you
song.
You never know. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's all different genres though, right?
Yeah, I like
it. It's not one genre. People are confused by that.
Yeah, they want to pigeonhole you into something, right?
Right.
Till we broke up and no one spoke up. When we tried to talk, we just choked up. It wasn't meant to be all you and me. That's the key. You never trusted me.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. And I like the fact that it's an emotional song for you, but you still managed to put it in an upbeat.
In an upbeat way.
You know,
I'm glad you
and
said
I like that.
That.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that.
That's like a paradox.
Something like that. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, why'd you treat me like that? But hey, I'm happy now. I'm cool, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Very smart. This is a smart talk show.
There you go. There you go. But no, I mean, you sing well. You know,
Thank you.
You hit the notes. You hit the pitch. I mean, you really got.
I try.
It's very professional. You know.
It is.
And I like that. Who did you collaborate with on this song?
Ooh,
as far as the music,
Crosby Q.
Crosby Q.
That's really
so.
Cool
how do you
guy.
Meet these people?
All sorts of different ways.
Really?
One was like a colleague, you know. Uh-huh. I met him in college and I liked his music and his beats because I was, you know, studying music business at the time.
Right.
And then, actually, let's go way back. Shantu Miles,
uh-huh.
She discovered Makisha Renee, his wife. I don't know if I'm saying this correctly.
That's okay.
But yeah, she discovered me on the internet making music and singing covers.
Right.
And, she wanted me to come to her husband's studio, Shantu Miles, and Keisha Renee was Nicki Minaj's background singer at the time, and she was on The Voice. I don't know if you know Keisha Renee. She's amazing. Look her up.
Okay.
And she really got me in this industry, and she trained me, and she really helped me with my vocals, and Shantu Miles made Drop It Low and a lot of my first beats coming out.
Right.
And then there was, who else was the next one? Crosby Q.
Yeah.
I just kind of was looking for studios and stuff and searched Studio 1212 or something like that in Vegas. And
then
went in there randomly and said, here's the money. Let's go. Let's make a song with Hey Girl.
Very nice.
Russia. And then so many different people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a lot.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people.
I'm happy for you. And I think you'll do very well. Just continue doing what you're doing. And, you know, you'll get there.
It's all about persistence.
You just got started, essentially, you know, so give yourself some time. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, this has been a big year for me.
Yeah, good for
you. It's been really amazing.
Very nice. So keep on producing all your music because you're obviously a creative person.
Which one was your favorite, though?
This last one.
You like the Hey Girl?
Yeah, yeah. I like the beat. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't pay that much attention to lyrics, so for me it's the music,
It's the music.
The melody.
What about you? What do you think your favorite one was?
I'd probably say the second one. I don't remember the name of it. The first one was a lot different.
Yeah, the Spanish
the
one.
One.
The second
It was Rapito.
I love that one, too. I'm going to listen to it again.
Yeah,
I love Spanish songs.
Yeah, it's funny because I always have Spanish artists on my Apple iTunes, and I have no fucking clue what they're saying. But I'm like, I love this song.
Yeah,
I love it.
And you start, like, singing along. Eventually, all the words are wrong. You're saying all the words incorrectly.
It sounds so sexy, too.
Yeah, everything.
Just, like, it gives you that whole sexual vibe.
Yeah, they all sound sexy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I have no clue what they're saying. Like, not a clue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't really know what I'm saying either in that song, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know?
That's why music is, I was reading
Universal.
About this last night. Music is probably a gift from God, people say, even scientists, because it doesn't have any intrinsic value for people to evolve. You know, like, if you look at evolution of man, everything that happens to sustain us, to make us, make us adapt to what's going on around us.
Right.
But with music, it's sort of like it's not necessary yet. Everybody almost can connect to it, you know?
True.
Mm. So it's an amazing thing, music. Little Rook, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And thank you so much for joining us, too.
Thank you.
Have fun here. Thank you for making the drive. For us, go out to the beach and have some fun. It's a beautiful
It's supposed to be really nice all weekend.
And come to my show on Sunday.
Where is it?
It's called the LVLV.
Yeah.
I'm still in Vegas.
Yeah.
LA spot, something like that.
The LA spot.
I'm there, but the guy who puts on these shows is really cool.
Really?
And it's like really big shows, and they're all sold out. So come get there if you want to.
I would.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
Maybe. Hollywood traffic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Hollywood, but I have a party from 2 to 10 on Sunday.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long
party. We can FaceTime during the
show. Yeah, but I know I'll be shit-faced by like 5 and asleep by 6.
Yeah.
Sounds like me on the way home.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long party.
Yeah.
I would get
like
bored
her.
After a couple hours. I'd kick out all the guests after a couple hours.
Well, I go for the free food and the free liquor.
Yeah.
And then by the time you drink it all and eat it all, you're like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we got to get out of here to make room for the next show.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys, again.
Thank you.
Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody have a nice weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.